Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Dr. Dumi with I Love You. It brings us to 10 minutes after 2 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you. And welcome to the third hour of the program for this afternoon. I'm not flying solo. See, showing me. English is very difficult. But hey, here we are, and guess who's on the other side of the line? It is Wednesday, and whether we like it or not, we're going to need to have these money conversations. I know people will say it's uncomfortable to talk about money, but then when you don't have it, does it feel even more uncomfortable? Yeah, we've got to have these conversations. Blessing, good afternoon, Tanasam. How are you?
Good afternoon, my love. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. So happy to be here and greetings to all our listeners.
It's lovely to have you back, Blessing. Tell me, where are you? What part of the country are you? You know you are a traveler.
I'm actually in Bryanston, Johannesburg.
Are you sure you don't want to come back to Gauteng?
I'm here.
No. As in like permanently, you're always in Gauteng or you just left Cape Town. Okay.
No, it's not permanent.
I know that's what I'm saying.
I love my Cape
Town. You love your Cape Town.
I love my Cape Town.
But it's nice. It's nice to know you can always come back here.
No. I love Cape Town. Okay. I love Cape Town. I love the Eastern Cape. I still love Gauteng. That's why you find me.
Oh man, welcome. Now listen, Blessing, we're taking a sharp curve today. Busiza. And then you took a sharp curve. We're talking about it. We are talking about life covers. We're talking retirement. Now we're back. Look, those are serious topics, but we're back to serious indabas. You know, I was just saying earlier on to Radio People with Family, we always talk about savings. We talk about starting extra businesses and. But here's a reality. Yes. Here's a reality. Before someone else can get out of those debts, or rather start saving, they need to get out of those debts. Because chances are, akukho ngisho 20 rands to put aside.
Because they are owing everybody. And I think somewhere beginning of the year, we spoke about paying off your debt.
Mm.
And I thought today, you know, like hoping that our people are paying off their debts.
Mm.
But one of the ways in which you can really quickly deal with this thing is debt consolidation.
Mm. And I want to bring clarity to this. When we say debt consolidation, we're not talking debt counseling, because I understand that confusion. But Blessing will explain extensively what debt consolidation is so that you can see it's not the same thing.
Okay. There's part of it,
okay,
but you can decide that you're not going to involve the debt canceling part when you take debt consolidation.
Okay.
You can just decide, you know what, I'm just going to go and get a loan. Be honest to the bank that you actually want to get this loan to pay off all the other debts so that the bank knows that this money that you are loaning is for paying off your debts. And obviously they're going to want to know about all these debts that you want to pay so that they give you the exact amount money.
Let me not disturb because I've got questions already, because I'm thinking the bank, chances are you're owing the bank itself as well.
Hey! Even the bank.
Yeah.
But they do that. The banks make provision to that. If you want to pay off all these debts and only be left with this one, and there's obviously arrangements of interest rates, and the time, the period in which you need to make this payment of this debt consolidation debt that you're going to make. You understand?
Yeah.
So, for example, let's say you are owing FNB 50,000, you're owing Standard Bank, or what are these banks? African Bank, you owing 100,000, you owing some Mashonisa, you know, those funny ones.
Those funny ones.
Owing them, 30,000. and you feel like, eh, the interest rates that you are paying, the period at which you need to pay all these three, you want to build your house, but you really can't get there to finishing off paying this. You can go and to the bank, make this loan.
But you let me ask you though, Blessing, while you are at that, you're talking about getting this one loan, the debt consolidation, to settle the other loans, and obviously it's not even an assumption. It's we know that those debts themselves have got interest, right? Mathematically speaking, or in your accountant language, is there truly a sense of savings from eliminating all these other interests, or is it just a matter of you might be given a longer term with this one, and so therefore you might get a bit of breathing than having to split your money amongst the other ones?
So the advantages of actually going to get a debt consolidation loan is that you're going to, there's potentially lower interest rates. Also the time at which you're going to. So there's either, if you're going to now look at the interest rates that you've been paying for these three on their own, you understand? And now if you decide to get this and the lower interest rates, so there's potentially some saving there. That's going to happen.
So it's not not that you're taking a bigger debt that will strangle you. You might potentially looking at saving.
Also, like if you're honest with the bank and you say, I'm owing 200,000, they're not going to give you more than the 200,000 of the debt that you're owing. They'll give you exactly. And some others, they'll actually pay directly into those debts that you are owing, or you can have it paid into your own account and then you pay off the debts that you own. So the advantages of there's pros and cons into this thing, because everything actually has got its own pros.
Of course, there's always a catch. There's always a catch somewhere somehow.
So you're going to avoid legal action, because if you really have been owing the bank and you've not been meeting up to the obligation on a monthly basis, obviously you've been getting letters from the bank asking for their money, and maybe they want to come and attach some goods from your house, you know. And to avoid all of that, that is going to help you, you know, avoiding judgments, garnishing orders. You know, one time you find, because they don't contact you, they contact your workplace. They speak with your HR, and all of a sudden you see there's a garnish order in your pay slip that you were not told. You just see a certain amount of money being deducted.
Sure.
I know certain people that go through that, you know. So to avoid that, you can do that, you know. And then there's improved cash flow, you know, because when you're consolidating the debts, it can free up some form of money into your income that you'll be able to budget or to save. I would say just save.
Yeah.
I would say just save. When you have that improved cash flow, that form of income that is coming in, just go and save it, right?
Yeah.
So also negotiate lower monthly installments. Mm. So you're still going to be freeing up some money out there, you know, that maybe, let's say, for your 50,000 debt with FNB, you were paying 5,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
And then now with the consolidation, you are paying, you can negotiate maybe to pay 2,000 rand.
Okay.
There's 3,000 rand that you have that is coming to you, you know, that you are, that's what you say. I wouldn't say that abuse the money, and then all of a sudden, when you finish with a debt consolidation, you don't even know what you actually did with that money that God opened up for you to save, you know, or to use for something else. These are the disadvantages of debt consolidation. Once you go for debt consolidation, the banks, they flag you that you've So you find it difficult to
get more debt,
to make more debt. Mm-hmm. Like it just becomes difficult because you, especially when you are now also doing the debt counseling.
That one is brutal. That one. that one's brutal. I don't know. I stand to be corrected. Somebody once even said it makes it difficult for you to travel out of the country, actually.
Yes.
Because the question is, where do you get the money?
Yeah, because obviously, if you know, when you're traveling to another country, they want to know, they want to see if you're going to be able to afford living in that country for that period of time that you're going to be there. So that's why you see they will ask for your bank statements. They will ask for a certain amount of money that should be in your account. And you're not going to skip the country owing a lot of people that you have to pay.
Yeah, B, where are you going?
Yeah, B, because now you're going to mess up this other country and their economy. So if you're planning to travel, is one of the things that they look out for. If you're planning to travel abroad, it's one of the things that they look out for, especially for countries like your Australia, your UK, your Canada. They look at these things very religiously because it's very important. Because we don't want to find somebody coming into the country and the person can't afford to even have a place to stay.
That's true.
So the disadvantages of debt consolidation in our country is, first of all, is the longer repayment term. Because if, for example, you negotiated to pay longer, you understand? That's a disadvantage now because it means
you've now got this debt that goes on, you know, forever.
Yeah. Yes. And a lot of people, they will take this debt consolidation loan and then they still overspend. Like I said, then you're not solving the problem. If you are going to take this loan and still be spending more on the money that you are supposed to be saving.
Here's a quick question, Blessing. What do you think of, because you spoke of this debt consolidation loan being paid either straight into these other debts or into your account. What do you think of, you know, I've heard a lot of times, especially in the stockpile groups, where they'll say you can actually approach your creditors and negotiate discounts, you know? And imagine getting that loan and then going to negotiate your discounts so that you pay more towards these other debts.
It works better if you're going to, a lot of creditors, if you go on your own, they're not just going to agree on a discount when you are already owing and maybe you are defaulting. Unless, like, really, you are not defaulting, your account was not bad. Will creditors maybe listen to that? But if you go through those debt management companies,
debt counselors, debt counselors.
Yeah, you see those ones. They can negotiate for you. Mm-hmm. They can negotiate for you a discount, and you find out that maybe you've been given a 50% discount, and they give you the period at which you need to pay that 50%, you need not miss that 50%. Then pay it exactly at that time. But when you go, if you've been paying well, you can try and negotiate with your creditor. If you've been paying well, their account.
So, hey, some children win, Blessing. I saw this lady. I think she had been retrenched or something. Then she got some lump sum of money at some point, and I think she hadn't been paying for like 8 months or more. And she wrote the bank a letter and she said, "Look, I understand that I owe you so much. And this is money I'm willing to settle. Unfortunately, I don't have all of this money, but I do have a lump sum of money, and this is how much I could free up. Could I please have a discount? The bank responded and they said, look, that amount is fine. She paid it in and she was done with that.
You see, you can try. You can try.
For me,
as a creditor, also, like, I would first look at how you've been paying. Mm-hmm. If you've been a bad debt, you've been a bad debtor, I don't think I would.
But don't you want to get rid of me? Because, I mean, think about it.
There's pros and cons. There's a gain, there's a loss that I could actually be losing out.
Yes.
You know, if I just accept that. And you also, it doesn't mean a debtor that has been bad, you know, because of certain circumstances. Some people, they bounce back and they come back. So you don't wanna lose that debtor.
Yes, yes. You know? That's what I'm saying. Take it.
I still want to do business with you. But at the same time, am I gaining something? Am I losing? Or how much am I losing if I'm going to lose out?
But what I'm saying is you imagine you reject that discount. Then I leave with my money. Then you don't even get the little bit that you're going to get.
I think the listeners can try. You can try and negotiate with your bank. You can try and go and negotiate with Edgar's or whoever it is that you are owing, and really you have some disposable amount of money that you want to pay off and you want to use as a form of negotiating for that discount. I think it gets difficult if somebody doesn't have anything in hand and comes and requests for a discount. If you're carrying something, obviously, I think they would.
You negotiate better with the money. That's true. That's true.
Yes. And then another disadvantage is a potential for higher interest. We've already spoken about that one. And the next one will be some fees and costs that are going to be added now. Some monthly service fees that you're going to need to pay on top of this loan, some initiation fees. They could even request for an upfront fee, you know, like in all of these, that if you didn't go and get this consolidation loan, you were not going to have to pay. Mm. And then lastly, I'll say there are scams and predatory lenders out there. Ensure that the place that you are going to get the loan from is registered with the National Credit Regulator. There are many loaning scams or unethical lenders out there. That if you give them some of them, they will ask for your bank card, that it should stay with them until you pay the amount of money. Red flags.
Or your ID.
Or your ID, yes. They want to keep your ID and your bank card. And abathathe nemali zabantu abadala la benkamkam. Oh, Lord. Just be very, very careful before you actually go and scam your money or scam your hard-earned money away to these people. Mm. That's what I would. So that's what I have for today in terms of like debt consolidation. Based on the time that we have, there's a lot that gets involved with debt consolidation, but I could only summarize it to this in terms of like the advantages and the disadvantages. If you really want to get rid of that debt and you want to build your house, you want to, you know, I'll say go for it. But then you know that you're not going to be able to make any more debt for a certain period of time because of that. And discipline yourself. Really, this year we want to deal with our finances. It's not the first time I'm talking about debt.
Yep.
I did before about us getting out of debt, because we want to save, we want to invest, we want to have some form of, you know, like this year, you've been praying, you've been asking God to deal with your finances. And these sessions are really, by the end of the year, your finances should be in an upward trajectory than how we started at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And I would say take that leap of faith and go and get the consolidation loan, pay off all your debts, pay it off as well. And after you've paid it off, be this girly or this guy who really learns to buy things cash.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go back to it. Don't fall right back into it.
Don't fall right back into the trap of debt. You can, just for managing, maybe whereby you need to go and get a bond, maybe have one or two debts that you can manage. But otherwise, stay away from debt. If you know you can buy somebody, like my mentor told me that she built her house and she stays in an estate in Waterfall. I mean, she says she built it. She doesn't owe anybody for that house.
Sure.
Magic. And we're not talking about small house. If you're talking about estates, I think her house is about 20 million. It's very huge. She built it from the ground up, everything. She says she doesn't owe anyone.
Wow.
It means it's possible. We can do it, you know.
We can
You can stay away from
it. And don't be under pressure to go build 20 million house now. But you can definitely do it. You know how we do it? Like, I'm also going to get there. And then you don't think straight.
Yes. Even if you're going to start with a house for 200,000 right now, let that 200,000 cash, you know, everything you bought it cash, the house is yours.
Yeah.
You don't owe no man. I mean, we've seen people who are boasting that they stay in Bryanston. They stay in some very nice house in Bryanston, but they're owing the bank. Their house is not theirs. You know?
The house is yours.
But there are certain levels. There are higher levels, you know, whereby you can have this thing for real. Nobody, no F&B is attached to it.
There's having it and there's having it for real. I like that one.
Yes. Obama, you have it, it's yours. Nobody can claim. If you lose your job, no bank is going to come and want to attach and want to take and want to embarrass you and take that house. It is yours. And that is where we're going. I think in a very few months, we're going to be talking about how you can get these things and really build these things by your own money, your own cash.
Yes. Blessing, my blessing. Thank you so much for such wisdom once again. We never get tired of these conversations, because even if it's just one or two people, we learn something and we grow. Slowly but surely, we are on our way to proper financial freedom. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Thank you.
Have a lovely one. That's Blessing Dabula with Financial Conversations.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.